A Penn Air representative confirms that planes haven't made it to Sandpoint since Thursday, but declined to say exactly why. Ashfall at the Sandpoint Airport is probably to blame, according to Rick Wessels. He's a geophysicist for the Alaska Volcano Observatory, and he's monitoring Pavlov, which has been sprinkling ash on Sandpoint all weekend.
Even if it doesn't ruin the engines, it's hard on the air filters and so on, and requires a lot more maintenance.
Sandpoint resident David Osterbach says he didn't notice any ash until Sunday morning when he woke up to an accumulation outside his house.
Easiest place to see it was on the windshield of the vehicle. You know, kind of a light brownish in color, so kind of blended in with most everything. But it definitely was ash, you know. It was a pretty good dusting, that's for sure.
Now the forecast is calling for northerly winds, which means the southern-lying Sandpoint may get some relief. But since Pavlov is still spewing steam and ash, that means the communities of Nelson Lagoon and Port Mahler are now in the line of fire. Merle Brandle is a water plant operator and wildlife guide in Nelson Lagoon. He saw the forecasts and got on the community's VHF radio band Sunday night to send out a warning about the volcano.
A lot of people put fuel in their house and, you know, made sure stocked up on water and gooshies and preparing to stay indoors at all times if this does happen.
Ash is expected to fall in Nelson Lagoon and Port Mahler throughout Monday. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.